kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Tutok ako po ang inyong mga kapiling ngayong araw, TJ Korea. At syempre ang naghatid ng balita na wala pang pahinga simula kahapon dahil sa panonood ng Pilipinas. At pag-cover ang ating kasamahang Annalyn Violeta. Magandang araw sa iyo, Annalyn.
Magandang umaga sa iyo, TJ. At syempre magandang umaga sa mga suki natin dito sa SBS Filipino. Lalo na special mention para doon sa mga nakasama natin kahapon, nakisigaw at pumalakpak sa laro ng Pilipinas at Japan sa quarterfinals ng AFC Women's Asian Cup.
At Annalyn, nabalitaan ko na umaatikabong mahigit 13,000 na supporters ang attendance sa Sydney Stadium. At karamihan daw, mayorya, puro mga Philippine flag ang magwawagayway at jersey. Kahit nga na hindi magandang naging resulta papabulo sa Pilipinas, ano? Pero nakita natin yung suporta. Ikaw pala, lalo ka na, nakita mong suporta. Ganun bang nangyari?
Tama ka dyan, TJ. Ano, kasama natin kahapon ang ating kasamahan sa Japanese program sa SBS Japanese na si Yumi Oba, kung saan sabi nga niya parang ang hirap hanapin ng aking mga community dahil medyo mayorya nga ay mga Filipino ang ating nakita doon. Nandoon ang Philippine Ambassador to Australia na si Antonio Morales. Hindi lamang natin siya nakausap pero siya ay nandoon dahil merong larawan na ipinose ang Embahada ng Pilipinas at ganun din, ito ay may kompirmasyon mula sa assistant ng ambassador.
Oo, at yung mga kababayan natin na talaga namang talagang hindi nagpatinag sa mga pag-cheer. Pakinggan natin ang bahagi ng mga cheers na nakuha mo, Annalyn. Pakinggan natin ito. Ayan yung ilan sa mga talaga na mga nag-cheer. Ito yung bago yung laro, Annalyn. Diba? Marami mga kababayan na talagang excited. Buong pamilya nakita natin sa mga larawan, ano?
Tama ka dyan, TJ. Ano, alam ko merong bago yung pinaka-start o simula ng laro ay merong konting programa kung saan isang grupo ng ating mga kababayan ang nag-perform ng sayaw ng ati-atihan at nakakatuwa dahil kitang-kita yung cultural costume para sa sayaw na kanilang ginawa. At ganun din ang bandila ng Pilipinas ay kahit saan makikita mo sa labas o nung nagsipasok na sa loob ng stadium ay talaga namang todo ang wagayway ng bandila ng Pilipinas.
Oo, at yung mga manlalaro siguro kahit na hindi ganun nga na naging maganda yung resulta, naging 7-0, ano? Pero talaga siguro naramdaman siguro ng mga manlalaro yan, Annalyn. Lalo dun ba nung nasa stadium ka, yung hiyawan at yung mga sigawan at yung mga cheers ng mga Pinoy, dumadagong-dung ba sa Sydney Stadium?
Oo, TJ, ano, dahil napakaraming save ang nagawa ng goalkeeper na sa kanyang debut bilang goalkeeper si Nina Miolo ay nakapag-record ng 10 save sa kanyang first start niya. Siya ang naging goalkeeper at hindi nakapaglaro o hindi nag-goalkeep si Olivia McDaniel na siyang first goalkeeper ng Koponan. At talaga namang nakakasabi nga, nakakalaglag ng puso sa tuwing maisisave ang pag-try na makagol ng Japan kahapon.
At nabanggit mo na si ang goalkeeper na si Olivia McDaniel. Pakinggan natin na naging panayam mo ha, kay Olivia patapos ang naging laro.
You didn't have a game time today against Japan, but I know you're preparing for the playoff in Gold Coast. So how are the girls going to be preparing to win the game?
Yeah, I know, you know, this game is pretty tough on all the girls mentally, physically, but, you know, we learn from it and, you know, we take the anger and like the emotion that we feel now and we bring it. And unfortunately, we have to take it out on our next opponent and it's going to be Uzbekistan and it's going to be a fight to the death because the winner of that gets that spot in the World Cup and that's been our goal from the very beginning. So we're just going to take that emotion and drive and put all we can into the next game.
You had a good rest today. Thanks to Nina. She did a good job, isn't it?
She did an amazing job. I can't even begin to explain it. She worked her ass off and, you know, that's all we could ask of her. And, you know, I'm in her corner 100% and she's always in mine. So I think she just did outstanding. And with all of the, you know, pressure she had to take on all game, I'm so proud of her.
there were a lot of girls who had an injury, Malia, Hallie, and there's another one who I forgot. How do you get up from those injuries?
Yeah, it's difficult when you have to go down in the middle of the game and, you know, it kind of stops your momentum and in the, you know, going through the game. But, you know, you just have to get up and go on to the next one. And if you have to step off the field, then you let someone else come in and take over for you and pick up where you left off. So I was just really happy for all the girls, and they fought until the very end.
Yan ang tinig ni Olivia McDaniel. At Annalyn, ang binabanggit doon ni Olivia na may laban sila para makapasok sa World Cup sa Brazil na magaganap sa 2027.
Tama ka dyan, TJ. Ito ay magaganap sa araw ng Webes. Yan ang March 19, kung saan makakaharap nila ang grupo o ang Team Uzbekistan sa kanilang play-in match na magaganap sa Cebas Stadium dyan sa Gold Coast sa Queensland. At alam natin na marami na tayong mga kababayan na nag-aabang doon. Pero TJ, sabi nga ni Olivia, mahirap minsan bumangon sa isang injury o pagkabigo. No? Pero sinusubukan ng koponan na maitaas pa rin yung kanilang kumpiyansa na magagawa nila at maipapanalo ang kanilang susunod na laban sa araw ng Webes, dahil ito ay isang paraan para sila ay makapag-qualify sa ikalawang pagpasok sana ng Pilipinas sa Women's World Cup.
At ilan pa sa mga nakapanayam mo, Annalyn, na mga players, ano? Si Angela Beard, tama ba? Ito yung player na naglaro para sa Matildas at gayon din dito sa Pilipinas.
Tama ka dyan, TJ. Siya ay from Queensland, kung hindi ako nagkakamali. At si Angela ay karaniwan na first start o nasa una o unang sumasabak sa mga laro. Pero kahapon sa laro, siya ay wala sa first start. Siya ay substitute dahil nga doon sa mga nangyaring injury. So hindi ganun kahaba yung oras ng kanya paglalaro, pero ganun pa rin. At todo yung suporta niya sa team, nakita natin nasa gilid sila, nasa sidelines, at todo talaga yung kanilang suporta sa kanilang koponan.
Pakinggan natin yung bahagi na naging panayam mo, Annalyn, kay Angela Beard.
It was a hard game today against powerhouse Japan. What were your thoughts after the game?
Yeah, I think the first half that we had with the players that we had on the field, I thought they did fantastic. It's a lot of new faces that we hadn't really seen much of in this tournament, and I think that they really showed out, and I'm really happy and impressed with those girls. And then, yeah, typical Japan, they always keep coming at you, and I think that their attacking threats and movement is really good at just wearing teams down. And I think, unfortunately, we just let a couple things leak through, and yeah, it's an unfortunate score, but ultimately I'm really happy with the girls that were playing and were able to come in and put in a good performance.
So you're doing a regroup now and flying soon to Gold Coast for the playoff. How are you going to make it, win it, and go for a World Cup?
Yeah, well, Mark's kind of just been repeating the same thing, is that we've got a group of us that have been there before and experienced it all, and we know what it takes. And then we have, on the flip side, a younger group of girls who really want that to become a reality for them. And I think having that mixture of people who've experienced it and people who want to experience it is just something that you can't really replicate. So hopefully that's a good mix of desire, and you can see the passion on the field.
Yan ang tinig ni Angela Beard. Isunod na natin ang naging panayam ni Annalyn Villata din kay Jessica Cowart, na isang defender ng Pilipinas.
You did so well today despite a hard fought game, 7-0. But what were your thoughts after the game?
I was proud of the efforts that we put in the first half. I thought, you know, we all stuck to the game plan, put in a good shift, bodies on the line, two unfortunate goals off of set pieces. That's something we need to continue to work on, but I'm really proud of the group. I think our defensive efforts are always strong, and right now it's just all about regrouping and getting ready for the next game.
And you're playing the playoffs. That's one good thing, because in a way you'll be able to play it, and if you win it, you'll be able to go to the World Cup.
Yeah, it's such an exciting opportunity just being here in this tournament. You know, our goal every game is to get a result that helps us inch closer and closer to that qualification. And this next game is another step along the way. And for us, every game has been a must win, but especially now. So we're really excited for the challenge and can't wait to play again.
Message to the fans who came and watched today, and for those who will be flying to Gold Coast to watch the playoff.
Yeah. I mean, they're incredible. Thank you so much for the support. Your voices are loud and clear every game, not just this past game, but especially in a game where we were really up against it. We really felt the support. So thank you so much for that.
Iyan ang naging tinig ni Jessica Coward. Annalyn, at nakapanayan mo rin si Coach Mark. Ano na bang mga paghahandang ginagawa nila para sa laban sa Uzbekistan sa darating na Huwebes?
Nako, yan ang isa sa talaga namang pinaghahandaan ng grupo, ano, TJ, at alam natin na sila ay lilipad na siguro ngayong araw na to para makapaghanda sa laban nga na yan kontra Uzbekistan. Pero alam natin na ito yung laban nila kahapon ay isang chance rin para doon sa ilang mga karaniwang ipinapasok ng una o nasa first start ng laro na makapagpahinga, kagaya na lamang ni Olivia McDaniel na goalkeeper, at pagkakataon din ito na naipakita ng mga karaniwang substitute at hindi nakakapaglaro na meron silang kakayanan na makapag-ambag doon sa tagumpay ng Pilipinas. At syempre, papakinggan natin ang naging pahayag ni Coach Mark Torcaso matapos ng laban ng Pilipinas at Japan kahapon.
Hello, Coach Andrew from SBS. I know it was, or everyone knows that it was a tough game because it's a powerhouse Japan you're versing today. But I'm just curious, you had a long debrief with the girls. What were your words to them?
Literally, I just said to the girls, we can't dwell on this game right now. If it was 1-0 or if it was 5-0 or 7-0, we can't focus on it. We've got to focus on the fact that all the hard work that we did in the pre-tournament, finals, has put us in a position now where we can fight for a World Cup spot. So we reiterated that message that we are in a fantastic position to go to a World Cup. Believe it or not, even if you do lose that game, which we're not going to, there's still another opportunity through the Intercontinental. So the girls have done so well to get to this position. Yes, I would have liked the score to be much shorter, even try and pinch a draw or something, but we have to also look at the reality. We're playing against a team that has 16 players that are playing in the English Premier League. And we have, I think we're the second youngest team in this Asian Cup. And we fought right to the death. And that's what I'm proud of with every one of our players. And I know that going into this next game, we're going to be so determined to make sure that we get on that plane to Brazil next year.
So it means, with your words, you're going to the World Cup?
That's pretty much what I said, is that we are determined to go to another World Cup. We're going to do everything possible.
Thanks so much.
Ayan ang naging bahagi ng panayam ni Annalyn muli kay Coach Mark. Annalyn, talagang determinado ang koponan, lalo na ang Uzbekistan ay nakalaban ng huling pagkakataon ang South Korea, at naging score ay 6-0, ano?
Oo, TJ, at sa salita nga ni Coach Mark Torcaso, parang gagawin nila ang lahat para maipanalo ang laban nila sa darating na Huwebes, at ito ay napaka, sabi nga, halagang match o laro ng Pilipinas, dahil ito ang mag-qualify sa kanila sa World Cup. At kung hindi man sila pala rin na manalo sa araw ng Huwebes, meron pang ibang pagkakataon, meron pang susunod na dalawang laro na pwede pa rin silang makapag-qualify sa World Cup. Kaya hopefully magawa nila at maipanalo ang laro, at kung hindi man, meron pang tsansa.
Oo, at ang pinakamagandang tanong ng mga kabayan, saan ko ba mapapanood yan para makasuporta? Sa mga nais pong manood dito po sa Australia, yung match po ay mababroadcast ng live po sa Paramount Plus, at yung mga laro ng Matilda sa Network 10. Ano? Pero sa Pilipinas po at sa iba pang mundo, karaniwan na pwede nyo i-follow yung page ng Philippine Football Federation, at ganyan din sa YouTube ng AFC Women's Asian Cup. Nagkakaroon sila ng live stream sa YouTube Live na yan. Kaya ako, Annalyn, yung mga kababayan natin doon sa Gold Coast, at yung iba, may mga nakausap ka bang mula sa Sydney? Lilipad naman papunta ng Gold Coast o iba pang estado?
Sigurado meron yan, TJ, dahil alam natin na meron tayong mga kababayan na galing ng Queensland, lumipad ng Sydney para manood sa naging laban kahapon. At sigurado uuwi sila pabalik ng Queensland para manood doon. At alam ko na may mga bumili na ng ticket para sa laro na yan ng Pilipinas kontra Uzbekistan sa araw ng Huwebes.
Ayan na tayo nung napakapanayampan ni Annalyn yung the drums na Pinoy, nadala talaga ang drums niya, di ba? Para makipag-mag-cheer nga na para talagang mas masayang cheering. Kaya yung mga kababayan natin, pwedeng-pwede po kayong makisali sa talakayan natin. Ano bang kayo ba'y manonood o lilipad din pa Gold Coast? O yung mga nasa kababayan na nasa Queensland, kayo ba'y pupunta doon sa stadium dyan nga sa Rubina o sa Gold Coast para manood ng Filipinas match laban sa Uzbekistan? At kung may mga picture kayo, ipadala nyo na rin sa Facebook page at Instagram. Hanapin nyo po ang SBS Filipino. Siyempre, i-like at i-follow na rin ninyo.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.